Not so many years ago, one of the greatest role models for boys in Japan was David Beckham, the English footballer. Let's face it, Beckham's name was known everywhere, so that wasn't a huge surprise. We wanted to find out whether European football was still so attractive for teens in Asia. I spoke to Akira, a Japanese teenager who is mad about football. Akira, you support a British football club, don't you?
Yes, I do. I support Arsenal.
Why don't you support a Japanese club?
Well, I do. I go to local matches and support my town club, but that isn't international. It's much more exciting watching international football, like the World Cup.
So you supported Japan in the World Cup then?
Well, yes, but we came out quite early, so then I wanted Germany to win in the World Cup.
Why is that?
Well, I thought they were the best team, and they had Özil.
Özil?
Yes, Özil was playing for Germany at that time. He's fantastic. I'm a really big fan of Özil.
Well, you might be right. But I don't understand. European teams play on the other side of the world from where you live. How do you watch their games?
That doesn't matter. European matches are on late at night here. But we have satellite TV, so I can watch them live if there isn't school the next day. Or I can watch them online the next day.
Good point. What about feeling part of a fan community, though?
Community?
You know, group.
Oh, no problem. A lot of us here in Japan watch European football. Most of the boys in my school do, so we watch matches together. But we aren't alone here. We like joining in on sports forums. You know, when the matches are on or just after, we can have live chats with fans from all over the world. The world is a very small place now.
Indeed, and it's obviously doing your English good.
Yes, thank you. But it isn't only the fans. We can follow our favourite teams and players on Twitter, so we know what they're doing. It's a great time to be a fan.